Now, yesterday, MEPs in the European Parliament passed what is termed a hotly debated nature law, or the nature restoration law, of which you'll be aware of, to reverse hundreds of years of damage despite farmer protests. The European People's Party had backed away from the law, but Fine Gael MEPs, despite being part of the EPP bloc, decided to support it. 324 MEPs voted in favour of the law, winning over 275 votes against and 24 abstentions. Most of our MEPs voted in favour, including Fine Gael politicians, despite their wider political grouping, as I've said. 11 of Ireland's 13 MEPs from the Green Party, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and two independents voted to support the law. Just two Irish MEPs, independent Luke Mean-Flanagan and Sinn Féin's Chris McManus, voted against it, despite the fact, from Sinn Féin point of view, they were in favour of it overall as a policy. Lynn Boylan, Senator Lynn Boylan, tweeting that she was delighted the law had passed yesterday. So Sinn Féin seemed to be at odds with themselves about this law and its impact and whether they're in favour of it or not, at least according to how Chris McManus voted. The law was originally proposed as part of the EU's plans to tackle the climate and biodiversity crisis, which together pose significant threats to the planet. And it's been highly contentious because it deals with rewetting of land, preserving biodiversity, preserving ecosystems, and all sorts of implications down the line from that. Well, one person who is not happy with his own party and not happy with the MEPs for Fine Gael who voted in favour of this, is Minister for State at the Office of Public Works, Patrick O'Donovan, who oversees Ireland's flood crisis response or flood relief schemes right across the country, including here in Kerry. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke to him and asked him why he wasn't happy this law had been passed and why Fine Gael MEPs had voted for it.
Well, first of all, Marnin, Jerry, Marnin, to your listeners, look, I mean, I've been on Radio Kerry with you umpteen times now since I was appointed as Minister for the Office of Public Works. Really, I suppose, enunciating the fears that I have around how difficult it is at the moment and how difficult it looks like it's going to get planning permission for us to build schemes that will keep the water out of people's houses, save their businesses and protect properties. And, you know, anywhere in the country, whether it is in Kerry or Roscommon or Sligo, I can take you to places where we have schemes that are bogged down in environmental restrictions and regulations, where it's clear that the preference and priority is to protect the habitat over protecting people's houses. And like, Ireland is in a very unique situation, and County Kerry is no different to where I am in the moment, on the side of the street in Adair, with regard to the type of housing we have and where our housing is. We have a proliferation of one-off houses all over the country. Very difficult to protect. You could say, as somebody said to me this morning, well, they should be granted planning permission in the first place. I'm not into whataboutery. I'm into trying to make sure that people's lives aren't made miserable. And I am really worried that all of this talk of nature restoration, and by the way, I'm not a climate denier, and I'm not saying that nature shouldn't be restored, but I'm also not saying, and it has not been properly debated, it has not been properly trashed out, the implications that there will be for individual property owners in Kerry and everywhere else, and as well as that, the difficulties that we as a government body and as a state agency have to defend people's properties and their right to earn a living in small towns and villages, and not even small towns and villages, in places like Tralee, which we hope to be able to build a fairly big scheme for to protect several hundred properties. So I am worried about it, and there's no point in saying otherwise, and I was disappointed, to put it mildly, that while the European People's Party as a bloc wanted to vote against this because they believed that there was another day to be had, as it were, that most of Ireland's MEPs voted for it. And I think that there will be, you can replay this tape in a couple of years' time when my successor in the Department of the Office of Public Works is telling you that scheme A, B and C is delayed because of a new regulation that was brought in on foot of a vote that happened yesterday.
Are you disappointed in the Fine Gael MEPs who voted in favour of this?
Kerry, look, as I said to somebody else this morning, I have a job to do where I have to go out and meet people at the worst times in their lives, when they're bereft of hope, when they feel that there's absolutely nothing there for them other than sewage and water and filth and dirt coming through their houses with no insurance and no nothing other than a bit of goodwill from the local community and hopefully a handout from the government. And I've said this before, like, we are in a race against the worst effects of climate, to protect people. Lives, number one. It's amazing, for instance, in the Middleton flood that there wasn't someone drowned, and thankfully God they weren't. Lives and property. And the biggest obstacles that we have, and an awful lot of the schemes that are built now and operational, would never get planning permission with the existing environmental regulations, not to mention what's going to come on foot of this. Like, yesterday it was made blatantly obvious that all of the habitats that are currently either, you know, jeopardized or are in danger will be restored by 2050. Now, what does that mean? I tell you what it means. It means that in areas, and we know this in West Limerick and North Kerry probably better than anybody, when it comes, for instance, to the hen harrier, there are things that you can't do. There are things that will not be countenanced, high up or low down, by way of planning permission, by way of agricultural activity, by way of road development, by way of flood relief schemes. It just can't happen. I know, for instance, in Enniscorthy in County Wexford, the pearl mussel, delayed one down there. There's four otters in a scheme in a river in Cork City that have held up the Blackpool flood relief scheme. So if anybody tells me that this is going to come without consequence and it's just public land, that's just not true.
Yeah, let me put this point here, and you've got a job to do as Minister of the OPW to oversee those flood relief schemes. But what do you say to those who say the reason why we need those schemes is because we've been building as we want, is because the climate has changed, and because we haven't done what needs to be done in order to prevent the intense rainfall and the situations where why we have lands flooded? That's the very reason why we're in this trouble.
And that's all very well and good, and that's plausible, and that's great. What about it? There's an awful lot of houses in the flat lands of the, you know, the finest agricultural land in North Kerry between the Stoll and Ballybunion, for instance, that are protected by the Office of Public Works. You know, what does rewetting mean there? You know, it's all very well and good saying to me that, well, they shouldn't have been built there in the first place. But they are. They're there now. They're part of communities. They're integral to where what it is to be an Irish person, these one-off houses. A lot of people don't like them and they have their own agenda.
Yeah.
And I know that and I accept that. But what do we do with these people? Like, I mean, we've Micah running through County Donegal. Are we going to say in 10 or 15 years' time that because it is... And already I have a particular issue in Roscommon where we can't protect people. We're just physically not able to protect them at the moment. What happens if that's elongated? And we have more people in Kerry and Sligo and Louth...
You don't agree with the contention and that this is going to be majority public lands that will be rewetted as this phase of it.
Kerry, there isn't a perch of land in this country that's owned by the state that doesn't have, within an S's roar of it, a private one-off house. And, you know, people say to me that, oh, well, it's just the private lands that will be affected. When you block inlets, and you block dikes, and you block tributaries of small streams and everything else to flood land and to re-wet it, where does the water go? Well, first place it goes, anyway, is out in the road, and it causes difficulties for the neighbours. So this is not going to come without consequence. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. That, like, the Arterial Drainage Act, which I have oversight and responsibility for, protects about 750,000 acres of land at the moment. Good farming land, a lot of it in County Kerry. It protects 77,000 houses. 77,000. That's because of the work that we do as the Office of Public Works. Now, there's some people that want that dismantled. They want it gone. A lot of them are in the vanguard of the people that, you know, decided that they were going to do what they did yesterday. Where exactly are we going to put those 77,000 properties and that 750,000 acres of land? What's going to happen?
Okay, where is all this within Fine Gael? Have you communicated this to your government partners, number one, the Greens, and also your own party, your own leadership? Did you have a say in the way the MEPs were going to vote?
I'll tell you now, the communication that I do with regard to this is on stations like your own, because stations like your own are probably more tuned into this. Everybody else is fawning over RT at the moment on whether or not people are going to pay the television licence. In the meantime, this is happening. You know, to be honest about it, I was shocked that the level of discourse and debate at a national level was ranged between somewhere between zero and nil. Because if Gerry O'Sullivan or Gerry Murphy or Gerry Barry came with me for a week in the winter and went through some of the properties that I can take you to, and I can know the people, and I've drank tea in their houses, who are bereft of any degree of hope that they're going to get their flood relief scheme built, and they're in towns all over the country, including in County Kerry, and then come away and say that, you know, rewetting and rewilding is the way to go in the absence of. Now, and I'm not against free
Minister,
wireless.
Your party has voted. Your party's MEPs have voted for this against what you are saying. Is did you get any hearing within your own party and from your ministerial colleagues or your leadership?
I'm not an MEP. But what I am,
you're a minister for state.
What I am now is a member of the Oireachtas that will wind up ultimately having to deal with this in the very same way as we had to deal with the fallout from the Habitats Directive. And by the way, when the Habitats Directive came in, it was all motherhood and natural pie, and there was never going to be another problem for to do anything. But you go to some places now, you can't build a hen house on lands that are protected for the habitats of one degree or another. And when it came in, first of all, it was all going to be milk and honey, and there was going to be compensation for this one, that one, and the other one. I could write a book, for instance, with regard to, and a lot of the landowners around Knocknagoshal and Ballydesmond and up into Mount Collins and Abbeyfield and Tipperkenton with regard to the hen harrier. And I know him inside out. And it all started off sweetness and light. It didn't finish up like that. It finished up a totally different scenario. And it is, you know, we have, I think, walked ourselves into a situation here now where there has been somewhere between zero and nil level of debate in it. Nobody.
But there has been, in fairness, there has been debate on this before. We've had opposition politicians on decrying this. We've talked to the Irish Farmers Association about it as well. Their concerns outlined. The question is, was there any debate inside Fine Gael about how the MEPs voted?
Well, I can tell you now, as the Minister with responsibility for the fallout of this, who has to deal with this, who has to try and get the money for it, who has to listen to people crying themselves to sleep, who have absolutely no hope of seeing in their lifetime their psychological trauma being relieved. I learned about it probably the same way as Gerry O'Sullivan, off of the radio.
Okay, Minister, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. No doubt you'll be communicating with your party colleagues and your leadership over this issue now that the vote has passed. Do you have any hope that any of this can be changed, or are you stuck with it?
Sure, it'll go to the Council of Ministers now, and it's all right if a bad situation isn't made worse.
So will you be talking to Eamon Ryan about it, as a minister?
I mean, there's a mechanism within the coalition for us to enunciate our point of view. I don't think anybody listening to Radio Kerry this morning and to Patrick O'Donovan would be shocked about my views with regard to this. It isn't today or yesterday that I've been saying this. It isn't today or yesterday that I've been saying that, you know, we have to make a decision in this country as to what kind of a habitat do we want to protect in the first instance. Is it a three-bedroom bungalow in Lixnaw, or is it a sand dune in Benna? That's where this is going to distill down to. And unfortunately, while all of this has been made sound very, you know, nice and cuddly, and there's going to be no implications, it's going to be all voluntary, and it's going to be the state's land, and there's going to be no implications for anybody, I've heard all that before.